With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. A key swing state wants to start tabulating votes sooner on Election Day.
Nevada's Secretary of State says election officials can start tabulating in-person Election Day votes as they come in, rather than waiting for polls to close. The recommendation applies to both Nevada's primary next month and the November general election. Under the plan, no results would be released until after the polls close. The changes could help ease anxiety over close races in a western swing state known for razor-thin margins. In 2022, a U.S. Senate race was decided by fewer than 8,000 votes. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Libertarian activist Chase Oliver is his party's 2024 nominee for president. He's from Atlanta, previously ran for the U.S. Senate and U.S. House from Georgia. Libertarians prioritize small government and individual freedoms with a mix of policy positions that could be seen as liberal, conservative, or neither. Also at SRNNews.com, Ukraine President Zelensky says the Ukrainian military has regained control of the Kharkiv region.
Zelensky's announcement appeared to be clashing with those made by Russian officials. Russian news reported that Viktor Vodolatsky, a member of Russia's parliament, said Russian forces now controlled more than half of the town of Vovchansk, which is 3 miles inside the border of Kharkiv. The Russian push is shaping up to be Ukraine's biggest test since Moscow's full invasion, with outnumbered and outgunned Ukrainian forces being pressed at the front line. Ukraine's problems have been mounting in recent months as it tries to hold out against Russia, and the war appears to be at a critical juncture. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
Finance officials from the Group of Seven say they've moved toward agreement on a U.S. proposal to squeeze more money for Ukraine from Russian assets frozen in their countries. This is SRN News. It's a bad bet to gamble.
And young people are being ensnared faster than any other group. According to research by the NCAA, nearly 75% of college-age adults have placed a wager in the past year, and 14% bet several times a week, some losing hundreds of dollars regularly. Clergymen, Christian leaders, and social scientists warn that unfettered gambling powered by the Internet would eventually bring a wave of human tragedy crashing on America's shores. Polls indicate that wave is approaching fast now. It's unclear what a generation raised on rampant betting will look like. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Seeking to appease China, Vatican officials are promising the church will pose no threat to Beijing's sovereignty, adding Western missionaries made mistakes in past centuries in their zeal to convert the Chinese. Relations have long been stymied over China's insistence on its exclusive right to name bishops as a matter of national sovereignty. SRN News. Some teenagers in Britain are applauding the move, while others are striking a more cautious tone.
If the governing Conservative Party wins the national election in July, all 18-year-olds will have to perform a year of mandatory military or civilian national service. Prime Minister Rishi Sunak pledged to bring back a form of national service for the first time since 1960. Under the plan, a small minority of 18-year-olds would spend 12 months in the armed forces. The rest would spend 1 weekend every month doing charity work. Jason Walker reporting.
New research shows the number of 12 to 25-year-olds who use the medications like Ozempic and Wegovy to lose weight climbed from about 8,700 a month in 2020 to 60,000 a month in 2023. More news at SRNNews.com.